Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Di napigilan ng mga epidemiologists na questionin kung sapat ba ang bisa ng AstraZeneca vaccine na gamitin dito sa Australia. Lalo pat lumalabas kasi sa pagsusuri, 62% lang ang bisa nito. Habang ang Pfizer vaccine, umaabot sa 95%. Rason kung bakit yan ang bakunang binigay para sa mga frontline workers at residente ng aged care facility. Sa ngayon, nasa early trials pa din ang Novavax vaccine na gustong subukan dito sa Australia dahil aabot sa 89% ang kaepektibo nito. Dagdag ni Adrian Esterman, ang chairman ng Biostatistics and Epidemiology sa South Australia, di lang mababa ang bisa ng AstraZeneca bilang proteksyon ng COVID-19, mababa din ang tsansang pigilin ang pagkalat ng virus.
The only reservation I have, and it's not a big one even, is that it's not as efficacious as the Pfizer-BioNTech. And potentially, it's not as good at stopping transmission as the Pfizer-BioNTech. But we don't actually have good data on that yet. And that would just make it a little bit more difficult to achieve herd immunity. So the real issue is if the Novavax vaccine is very similar to the Pfizer-BioNTech in terms of its efficacy, why wouldn't we use that instead of AstraZeneca when it comes? And that's not been discussed by the government at all.
Kaya ang tanong, bakit pinili ng Australian government ang AstraZeneca na gamiting bakuna? Pero paliwanag ni Professor Esterman, maraming dahilan kung bakit pabor ang gobyerno sa AstraZeneca. Maliban sa ligtas ito gamitin. Una, dahil lumalabas sa pagsusuri, 100% ang bisa nito para sa mga pasyenteng malubha na ang karamdaman kahit pa silang halos nag-aagaw buhay na dahil sa virus. Kaya bilib ang hepe ng New South Wales Immunization Specialist Service at University of Sydney Associate Professor Nicholas Wood.
The AstraZeneca one and the Pfizer one are very, very good, more than 95% effective in preventing severe disease and that hospitalization and not people dying, and that's the main goal, to be honest. The Pfizer one is probably a little bit more effective compared to the AstraZeneca, but if our main aim is to stop people getting very sick and dying, then
Lumabas din sa pagsusuri na halos epektibo ang AstraZeneca kung mas mahaba pa sa 12 weeks ang pagitan ng dalawang dose ng bakuna, hanggang aabot sa 89% ang bisa nito. Mas mura din ito at pwede ding gawin dito sa Australia kumpara sa imported na Pfizer vaccine na mula pa sa Europa. Madali din itong i-distribute o ibiyahe sa bansa dahil pwedeng gamitin ang normal refrigeration na lamig lamang. Konti lang din ang nabili ng Australia sa Pfizer vaccine na may 20 milyong doses lamang.
Every country in the world is trying to get hold of the Pfizer vaccine. And it was just a matter of buying it, and I'm sure the government would do it, but it's not. It's a matter of supply. And the thing about AstraZeneca is we can actually make it in Australia, and so there's no supply issues. And it does work.
Paliwanag din ni Professor Esterman na tatalab ang AstraZeneca vaccine sa mga bagong variant ng virus, gaya ng sa UK at South African variant. Dagdag din ni Dr. Abrar Ahmad Chutay mula sa School of Population Health sa University of New South Wales, pinag-aaralan pa nila kung kailangan bang taon-taon magbakuna kontra COVID-19 dahil ang antibody sa katawan na dala ng bakuna ay hihina matapos ang 10 buwan.
You just need to continue vaccination, and once a group of people vaccinated, then you need to test them regularly to see the antibody level in their body, antibody level against the vaccination. So if antibody level is sustaining for 1 year or longer, then probably you don't need booster. But if antibody level decreases due to normal strain or new strain, then definitely you need a booster.
Kung mangyari man ang taunang bakuna kontra COVID-19, siguradong magkakaroon naman ng mas mabisang gamot sa susunod na taon dahil mas maraming gamot ang binubuo sa ngayon para kontrahin ang COVID-19.
Look, it is early days, and these early vaccines, the first off the block vaccines, have been designed to stop severe infection and death. And they will all do that extremely well. As more vaccines come on stream, they'll likely be more designed to stop transmission. Don't forget, there's about over 200 vaccines in trials at the moment. So these very early ones, were all of them were designed to stop severe disease, and they all do that extremely well.
Dala din ng rollout ang pag-asa na sana'y kahit papaano mapigilan ang pagkalat ng virus para bumalik ang dating normal na buhay ng mga tao sa bansa at sa buong mundo. Bagay na kinontra naman ng iba pang doktor dahil umano di ganun kadaling mapuksa ang virus. Sa ngayon, ang pinaka-importante ay mabakunahan ang lahat ng residente para sa kaligtasan laban sa dalang peligro ng virus.
While there's some promising data from overseas, we still don't really know whether or not any of the vaccines actually prevent transmission of the virus. Although I think that there is some data suggesting the Pfizer vaccine may be doing that. So knowing that, you know, the whole concept of herd immunity is not, you know, it can't be an aim of the vaccine at this point in time, because we don't know whether or not the vaccine will achieve that anyway, any vaccine. But it is important to, you know, to for a high proportion of the population to be immune to COVID, and particularly to developing severe disease.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Rashida Yusofi na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.